You're listening to SBS News.
Many of us in this place subject to death threats and abuse every single day. And let me tell the Prime Minister that they often quote his words, surrender at, betrayal, traitor. And I, for one, am sick of it. We must moderate our language, and it has to come from the Prime Minister first.
Absolutely.
So I would be interested in hearing his opinion. He should be absolutely ashamed of himself.
That's opposition Labour Party MP Paula Sheriff telling Prime Minister Boris Johnson earlier this week that the language he has repeatedly used is being repeated in death threats targeting MPs. Death threats to British MPs are not to be taken lightly. In June 2016, during the Brexit referendum campaign, Jo Cox, a 41-year-old Labour MP, was murdered by Thomas Mayer, a loner obsessed with Nazis and extreme right-wing ideology. In the House, Boris Johnson provoked an angry response with his reply to Ms. Sheriff.
I have to say, Mr. Speaker, I've never heard such humbug in all my life. Because the reality is, this is a bill.
The Prime Minister's humbug comment provoked a backlash, not least from Paula Sheriff.
Utter horror and, to be honest, just pure disgust that this man who purports to be our Prime Minister should dismiss concerns about somebody who's talking about threats to MPs. And this isn't just to Labour MPs, this is to colleagues right across the House.
The Prime Minister suggested that the best way to defuse the situation would be to honour Jo Cox by getting Britain out of the EU, even though Ms. Cox was passionately pro-Europe. Mr. Johnson's own sister, Rachel Johnson, told Sky News her brother's language was reprehensible.
I also think it was particularly tasteless to, for those who are grieving a mother, an MP and a friend, to say that the best way to honour her memory is to deliver the thing that she and her family campaigned against, which is Brexit.
That's what your brother said, Rachel.
I know he did, and I think it was a very tasteless way of referring to the memory of a murdered MP.
Another Labour MP, Jess Phillips, accused Mr. Johnson of being happy to treat death threats against MPs as collateral damage as he tries to win votes. She says she's received death threats which quote Mr. Johnson's own language back to her.
I have had a death threat this week, not online, literally posted to my place of work where my staff work, that says, to quote Boris Johnson, it literally says those words, people like you who don't support Brexit will be found dead in a ditch.
Mr. Johnson has defended his description of the law that forces him to ask the EU for a three-month Brexit delay next month, unless he can strike a deal, as the surrender bill.
What is it okay to say in Parliament, in a metaphorical way, to describe a certain bill? And the Surrender Act is a bill that actually makes it impossible for the government of this country to decide how long it must remain in the EU.
He appealed for calm.
Tempers need to come down, and people need to come together, because it's only by getting Brexit done that you'll actually, I think, lance the boil, as it were, of the current anxiety.
Meanwhile, the widower of murdered MP Jo Cox, Brendan Cox, says both sides of the debate need to take a step back.
So I think there is a responsibility on everybody to dial back their rhetoric. We've had from some of the leavers language around surrender and traitor and betrayal, but also from some of the remainers language around fascist and coup and dictator. And I think we all have a responsibility to step back from that overheated rhetoric, because if not, it does create an environment where violence is more likely.
The ferocity of the Brexit debate has shocked allies of a country that previously prided itself as a confident and mostly tolerant pillar of Western economic and political stability. Alan Lee, SBS News.